Project 1015, as promised, I've got representatives from the New Mexico Experimental Glass Workshop in to tell you about that event that's coming up Tuesday. Daniel Grignon and Crystal Worrell, thank you for coming in this morning, first of all, and welcome.
Thank you.
Tell folks a little bit about what's going to be happening this coming Tuesday, and is it going to be at IAIA?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it's called Students Making Change, and I know you've told me a little bit about it. It's going to be a recycled glass kind of thing. But why don't you go ahead and give us a little more detail?
Well, we're interns at the New Mexico Experimental Glass, and we have a mobile hot shop unit. It's a glass-blowing hot shop on wheels, if you can believe that.
Cool.
Yeah, and we're wheeling it over to IAIA, and we're going to collect recycled bottles, so you're welcome to bring your own bottles. We're going to melt those down after we smash them, melt them down, throw them into our furnace, melt them, and then we're going to use a pointy to collect the melted glass, and it's going to be like honey. And then we're going to put a dab of it onto, what do they call that? The slab. It's like a lead slab. And we have these graphite coins that have designs on it. And you if you come, you can stamp your own coins.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been doing this glass blowing thing?
Well, Dan and I started last summer. We got to go. We were accepted to the Venice Biennale Summer Arts Program with Marist College. And we went to Venice and we studied there and lived there for about a month. And one of the workshops we got to do was glass blowing. And ever since, we've been in love with glass and couldn't get enough of it.
Okay, cool. So is that something that you just kind of started doing in your own spare time and got the mobile unit together and everything? Or is this a classroom thing or a senior project or thesis?
Yeah, we got back from Venice and Crystal was very determined to find, a studio for us to work in. So she hunted down Stacy Neff at New Mexico Experimental Glass Workshop. And Stacy created this program with IAIA, and ever since it's been an extreme success. So great thanks to Stacy and Crystal.
Now I know that I saw some pretty cool pictures of the glass sculptures, I guess you would call them, that you make on the internet. Where can folks go to take a look? Online.
Oh, they can go to nmegw.org and look at photos on our website and also a link to our blog. Do you know the...
Yes, it's nmegwprojects.blogspot.com, and that has all the information on our interns as well as other artists who work at NMEGW.
Now, how many of you are there in the New Mexico Experimental Glass Workshop?
There's 6 interns, and we're all from IAI, including Daniel, who's an IAI alumni who graduated last May.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you do when you're not working with recycled glass, or is that kind of your thing?
I work in sculpture and printmaking and painting, photography, a whole range of things, but I also substitute teacher and tutor at the Santa Fe Indian School.
Cool. All right. So the event is coming up Tuesday. What time?
10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the IAIA campus.
Any charge for admission?
Nope. It's all free. Bring your own glass bottles if you feel like it.
And you've already got a bunch that you're going to, crush up on the site and show people how to melt the glass?
Yeah.
Now, I recycle an awful lot. I do more recycling than I do take out the garbage, and I think that's a good thing. But when I'm taking the glass bins, I think to myself, well, wait a minute. There's brown glass in here, green glass, clear glass, all kinds of... What happens when you melt it down? What color is it?
Well, it depends...
Does the color evaporate somehow?
It depends how much you melt it down. At the event, we're going to be completely melting it down to honey liquid formation. So it's going to mix and it's going to create different colors. Sometimes it's blue, sometimes it's green. And if you put it in a kiln and you smash it up and put it into a slump, a form, they all slump together and they keep their colors. It's like a multicolored piece or art piece. It's really beautiful. And you can separate the glass by color too if you wanted to.
Oh, I see. Okay. So if you crush all the colored glass together, then it has kind of like swirls in it of color, or...
Sometimes...
Unless you separate it.
sometimes, unless you separate it, but in this case, we're just mixing all of the colors together, and each coin is is going to come out with its own color. Sometimes it's going to be more blue than green, depending on which bottle was just thrown in.
Okay. Now, I'm guessing people are going to not have a hard time finding you if they go out to IAIA. You've got the mobile unit. It's going to be easy to spot.
Yeah, if you go out to the community college, you'll see signs for the Institute of American Indian Arts, and you just follow the signs, and then once you get on campus, there's the sculpture building. And inside the sculpture building, there's a little opening where we'll be all outside, so you'll see us.
Do people need to bring, I don't know, protective eyewear or breathing masks or anything? Because there's going to be particulates of glass in the air, right?
Yeah, we'll provide everything that everyone needs, so it'll be a real safe experience.
Right on. And what's the time again on Tuesday?
10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And that's the New Mexico Experimental Glass Workshop. Check them out online at nmegw.org. Daniel and Crystal, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I know you're going to have fun on Tuesday.